Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio, thanks for joining us, everybody. Got a jam-packed show for you today on this election day. We're going to be covering all of that for you. We kick things off the way we like to with a little Mother Nature and our great friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're doing good here. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. The sun is shining bright. The temperatures are going to be great. Nothing to complain about.
Right on, right on. Very good to hear. Very good to hear. Anything we need to expect as far as like people out maybe waiting in line to get a vote today or anything like that? Weather going to be pretty calm, pretty okay?
Well, I would put an umbrella in the car just in case because we do have a chance for a few spotty sprinkles after 1 o'clock. And I did see some of those yesterday turn into some storms that put down a quarter of an inch or so. So you never know. You could get underneath a little downpour. But for most of us, we are going to stay dry, beautiful, nice and warm today with highs in those mid-80s.
Excellent. That is beautiful.
That sounds great.
That is beautiful. Well, all right. Nice. The way to kick off our show. We're on a good note there, Brittany. We appreciate that. We enjoy talking with you, Brittany. Thanks so much. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a fantastic day.
You too.
You too.
And the best day. We appreciate you, Brittany. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning right in this time slot. Mm-hmm. Melissa and I got a lot to do, and Melissa's got a very busy day ahead. We of course, are going to talk a little election with you in just a moment. We'll get into some of the news for that. Also, of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around
That's
the corner.
Right.
People, our obsession with pumpkin spice, has it hit its head, has it passed? We're going to talk about that a little bit.
That's possible.
Chuck E. Cheese has a subscription plan.
That's all
I'm leaving you with. We'll talk about the rest of it. It's Left-Handers Day. We're going to talk about 10 little ways the world is designed for righties.
Got
that one coming up. We, of course, got some other fun stuff, and we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a great friend of ours, Stephanie Hartman from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Oh, perfect.
They have a Native American art and a cultural exhibit kicking off on the 17th we want to talk about and make sure the audience knows.
Oh, that's great.
Got all of that coming up for you. A little bit of entertainment news we'll touch on as well. And a little later, Gen Z, connecting with your elders by learning boomer slang terms.
And making them unpopular.
Yes, yes. We are going to discuss all of that, Melissa. Looking forward to it. But right now, I wanted to kick right off with speaking of generations, we're going to kind of begin there and end there a little bit. Which generation sleeps the most?
Okay.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people waking up right now. Hopefully you got some good sleep last night and you're ready to go and ready to get out there and help democracy ring. Mm-hmm. But which generation got the most rest last night? The boomers who start nodding off maybe during Jeopardy? Or Gen Zers who sleep until 11 a.m. but then are on their phones at by 1 in the morning or something like that? Who really? A new survey has found that 75% of Americans get between 6 and 8 hours of sleep per night, which seems pretty good, but also feels like something we might lie on a survey about. millennials get the most sleep, with 85% logging 6 or more hours. Gen X gets the least, with 18% sleeping 5 hours or fewer. Don't judge me. millennials also rate their sleep quality better than any other generation. Nearly half, 49%, say that they have good sleep. Gen X gets the worst sleep, with 27% rating their sleep as poor. Men are more likely than women to rate their sleep as good, but women are more likely to say that sleep is very important to them as opposed to men, because God help it that we admit we need something. Overall, 41% of Americans rate their sleep as good, 39% say it's okay, and 20% rate their sleep as bad. As for what is keeping people up the most, this shouldn't be surprising. For boomers and Gen X, it's their biggest, the biggest disturbator is their back pain.
Yeah.
And for Gen Z, it's social media. other health conditions that keep people up, including, of course, insomnia, anxiety, sleep apnea, your normal run-of-the-mill kind of sleep keeper, garters of sleep.
Things that stop you from sleeping.
Things that make you don't go, that don't make you go.
And lack of sleep makes talk difficult.
It really does, as I am living proof of every morning on this show. But anything to take from that, Melissa? Because I read that twice this morning, and I didn't really take much from it other than, okay, well, this is good for those these generations to be aware of and maybe tinker with and work on ourselves and get some more darn sleep.
Well, I mean, it does also speak to how the role that social media plays in our lives now. Mm. I mean, the fact that we pay that much attention to it and that it can stop us from sleeping.
Yeah. Especially
we know the science behind screens, you mm-hmm. know, having that light shining in your eyes before you try to sleep, it doesn't induce sleep. It activates your brain. It makes you more awake and alert. I don't know the science behind it exactly, but we know that science proves that having those screens shining in our faces does not induce sleep.
Yeah, the science has proven that.
But also, just knowing that the topics on social media, the people you follow, the things you look at, can also cause mental disturbances.
I feel it.
Let's just say I had several this morning looking through, because I have to scroll through social media when I'm looking for news things, because sadly, most often, the place to find information from our police departments, from our fire departments, from our sheriff's offices, from our local community organizations, the easiest and best place to find them is on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also a place for rampant misinformation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So be aware, be informed, double check sources. Don't just repost something because somebody that you like or that is a friend of yours posted it.
Yeah, you got to be, well, you know, I honestly understand that there is some confusion out there. I understand certainly for certain generations that there is mass confusion when it comes to misinformation and some of those things. And for everybody, young, old, whatever generation you are, we got to grow up. Like, we got to police this. We got to police mm-hmm. it ourselves. We can't expect others to do it. We can't certainly expect the people that are spreading misinformation to do it or anything like that. So it is on us as human beings, as grown adults, as people who have a working brain to figure these things out, to research, to do our homework. It shouldn't necessarily be that easy. Getting information should, sure. Making a decision necessarily shouldn't be. It should take some brain power. You should have to work at it a little bit. And there is a lot of confusion out there. But this is also the beginnings of, we're still in the early days of the internet. As crazy as that might sound to some people, having it around for two decades, look at what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. It's no different than our country. A day like today is a wonderful day to remember that America is a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Compare our history to India, to Russia, to China, to Europe, to any of these things. So these bumps and bruises we're feeling, these growing pains that we're having, whether with our democracy or the internet or anything else, it's important to remember that we're teenagers here. We're growing up and we're becoming something. And what we're doing here in this country is the greatest experiment that has ever been done on this planet. What we're doing is something that has never been done before. And other countries looked at us when we started this and laughed and figured, well, we're going to be taking that land soon because that ain't going to work. And look at where we are. Look at what we have accomplished without so many helping hands, without other countries' help and other things. Where we are right now is in our early, late teens, early 20s. And we're just starting to feel it. We're just starting to get a handle on things. It's going to be some bumps and bruises. Yes, there are going to be some tough times. And there is going to be misinformation. That's where we call on you to act like an adult. Do your homework. Research these things. And feel better about these answers that you get. And I'm not saying it's that easy. But I'm also not saying it necessarily should be. This should take some brain power.
Mm-hmm. And knowing where your trusted sources are
mm-hmm.
is also another thing that you have to determine.
Yeah, Melissa. Yeah, that's my trusted source. I go to Melissa for all my information. We do want to, if you have any thoughts about the sleep in the different generations, please feel free to call up 715-424-2600. Remember, our phone lines are wide open all show long.
What makes you sleepless at night?
Oh God, yeah. Go ahead. We'll just turn this into a therapy session. It'll be our new segment.
Difficult time shutting my brain down at night. It's hard because we have so much coming at us. So during the day, there's so many things to keep, you know, plates to spin, as you like to say, things to worry about, things to be on top of, things to get ready for the next day. How do you shut your brain, quiet your brain, calm the bouncy balls of anxiety in your head to let yourself relax and calm? Honestly, the thing that works the best for me is focusing on my breathing. I really do. I focus on my breathing and I play a song in my head.
Oh, see? Okay, that one we have in common.
That forces me to shut all those other things out.
The whether it's the breathing that you focus on or the song, it takes your mind off of what other things are on your mind. I've dealt with this my whole life. I think it's part of the reason for my insomnia. And when it comes to like what we were just talking about with politics and America and all that stuff, I don't necessarily doesn't keep me up at night. It's more family anxieties or, you know, things like that are going on, or even work, to be honest, that'll keep me kind of up at night and everything. And I do a very similar thing that you do. When I get done with my news morning and I go through, like you do, Melissa, social media, our major news networks and the bigger papers out there and stuff, I need a palate cleanser. I'll look at, you know, animals, the two strange animals hanging out together and stuff, a duck and a dog being friends. And it lightens my mood and gets me ready for my game face on, and I can do the morning show here and everything. When it comes to at night, I have, tried to be, okay, if I'm going to sleep in an hour, I'm trying to stay away from screens, my laptop, everything for at least 45 minutes an hour. I will listen to some music, usually something calming or some jazz or something like that. Or sometimes I'll read. I don't get a chance to read very often, and reading does kind of calm me down, tires me out a little bit, makes me a little sleepy. And I get some reading in. So
often I'm reading, but the trick is reading on paper versus reading on a device.
Oh yeah. That's helpful. Reading out of a book or a paperback or something like that, even a magazine, you know, whatever you need. Anything outside of an instruction manual. I tried that once. Didn't work very well. Didn't work.
No,
I just got up and started fixing the toaster. I don't know. We, of course, are in election. We are in an election day. Today is Wisconsin's fall primary. We want to.
And it's a partisan primary. Remember that.
Yeah, Melissa. Any other notes you want to mention about that?
Well, the polls are open now, and they're open until 8 p.m.
Jeez, they're open right now. I gotta go.
Do make a plan to vote if you are informed and you want to get out and vote today. Make sure you know about the referendum questions and what that is going to dig into them. Because if you just read them, they're confusing, and they're confusing on purpose. They're confusing for a reason, and that is unfortunate.
Yeah. It's very unfortunate. It's also like something a child would do. I'm just being blunt. I'm just going to be honest about that. I mean, the idea of trying to confuse constituents, trying to confuse voters, means that you don't have a leg to stand on. Like Mark Twain put it perfectly. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. If you're really standing on your views and the things that you believe with and your camp, and you believe you're representing your constituents the best with this particular thing, then what do you got to hide? Why can't you answer a question? And two, why can't you just put things in basic English so others can understand it? It tells you a lot. I got up. I actually stood up and started to walk out of the room when you said that, Melissa. I really wanted to get over there and vote. But I realized, oh my God, I forgot, where do I vote? So I went to myvote.wi.gov, and let me see here. I see, my voter info, what's on my ballot, register to vote. Well, I've done all those things, so let me find my polling place. Now, this is probably going to take, it just asked me for my address. I put that in, and I'm hitting search, and boom, there we go. I've got right where I need to be. Pretty cool.
It's very easy. All the information is right there, and you only have to enter your address.
Yeah, I got to say, a shout out to myvote.wi.gov. It is a really good site. They do a really good job with this site. It is very well done. And unlike other things, like this one is very basic, very easy to understand when they're explaining things to you and everything, too.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Get to myvote.wi.gov. Make sure that you are registered. You're going to the correct place. And get out there and help Freedom Ring, everybody. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about this before we wrap up today, but I do want to send a shout out to our civic media news team, and specifically our own Melissa Kay and the amazing work that you guys are doing. Melissa, every one of these, man, it makes me think of Carl and how proud he'd be of you. So we appreciate you. Keep up the great work.
And we will be doing live election coverage starting at 8 p.m. tonight on most of our civic media stations, and you can join us to hear election results live as they roll in.
We're going to do our best not to wear Melissa out.
And then the rest of our news team. We got a lot of people on call tonight.
Yeah. Shout out to all of them. We're going to come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. Here at WFHR, please. Oh, the computer's not working.
Oh, no.
Of course. Yep. So, oh, wow, everything's frozen. It's not even letting me. So we're going to try to exit out of this, and I am going to try to get it to come back up here. Let's see.
Push the magic buttons that Seth makes do the things.
Yeah, he's pretty good at doing that, but I'm not. Doing our best here. Doing our best to try to get that up and running, but nothing is coming up here. Here we go. Now it's going. All right. So, have any good breakfast this morning, Melissa?
I had a bagel.
Oh, good on you.
I had an onion bagel with tofu-y, dairy-free sour cream.
That sounds really good.
What are the words? They start with a C. It's got cheese in it.
Cheese?
Cream cheese. There we go. Cream cheese.
Canterbury.
Cream cheese. And I also had a banana because, you know, we talked about how important it is to have all those whole fruits and things in your diet. So, yeah.
Nice. Good on you. I had Pam made brownies. I had two of those. We will take a break.
Go Pam.
We'll come back and have some more fun with the El Cafe Birthday Anniversary Club right here on Mornings at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself, because yes, they are back open and ready for you, bushy-eyed and bright-eyed and ready to go. Our friends at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Check out their Facebook page, everybody. Got a great post on there. Join them today for corned beef, hash, and eggs for breakfast. Or you can get, for lunch, a ham and cheese club. Plenty of delicious soup there as well. They got a chicken dumpling soup for starters.
Their soup is so good.
So many great things, a wonderful and unique menu, the most amazing people you're going to meet, a great atmosphere. Go check out our friends at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards at El Cafe.
You know you've been missing them for a week. They've been closed, but today they're reopened.
Get on over there, everybody, and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Encourage you to do so. And, of course, call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600, and you can wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air.
We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. Melissa, I need a 1 through 4.
Ooh, how about 3? That was really hard.
That was a tough one for you.
It was. I struggled.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Mel. We first up want to wish a couple of happy birthdays to some people who can't win because they're related to me. and that goes farther than just the radio station here. I want to send a shout out to my Aunt Sherry. My Aunt Sherry is one of the more smarter people I've ever known. My mom's oldest sister. She is a great crafter. She's one of the only people I've ever known who's incredibly good at that stuff, like things that you could buy in a store kind of good. Really good at those things. And just a sweetheart of a person. Aunt Sherry, hoping you're having a great day out there. We'll talk to you a little bit later. And do want to send a shout out to my cousin, Lisa Redolinsky. Lisa Hosian.
Lisa.
Lisa is my cousin, but she's really like a little sister to me. She always has been. We're close. She means the world to me. Love you, Lisa. Hope you have a great day. We take a look at our local celebrities here. We first up want to wish happy birthday to Jenny Damaroux.
Happy birthday, Jenny.
Enjoy your day, Jen. Hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. We wish happy birthday to James Fuller.
Happy birthday, James.
Got a fine name there, sir. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one. And we wish a happy birthday to a good friend of ours around here at the station, Matt Lippert.
Oh, happy birthday, Matt.
Matt is our Wood County Ag agent, joins us from Extension usually once a month. We talk ag with Matt, and I learned something. I've learned a lot from Matt over the years. Really informative, very smart man. And one of our, not only our friends that joins us at Midday Magazine, but a farmer, him and his family have a farm out there. And so we send a shout out to all of our hardworking farmers out there. For them, let's see, at 8:30, well, they've already got half their day in. They've been up since 3, so.
Right.
Shout out to Matt and all of our good farmers out there. And we say a happy anniversary to our qualifiers. Happy 58th to Warren and Peggy Mertens.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy 58th, Warren and Peggy. Congratulations, you two. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Let's take a look at our celebrity list. First up, one of Melissa's favorite NBA players of all time, DeMarcus Cousins, 34.
Yeah, that's who I would pick because I knew that name.
I bet you might remember his nickname, Melissa. His nickname, Boogie.
I can remember that, but I still don't know who he is.
No, but that's here or there. But this is a great nickname, right?
That's a good nickname.
Sebastian Stan is 42, the Winter Soldier in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Has also been really like taking the... Certain actors have been waiting for a long time for this break, and they get it, whether it's through Marvel or anything else, and they take the ball and they run with it. This guy has been doing that. He has been in a lot of movies. He was in the Hulu Tommy and Pamela movie, playing Tommy Lee Jones, from Motley Crue. He's got a new movie coming out. It's pretty wild, too, where he plays a person who has a disfigured face, gets surgery done, and doesn't have the life that he thought he would afterwards. It looks really interesting. I appreciate actors like him that take difficult projects, and he seems to do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Andy Griggs is 51, country singer with Tonight I Want to Be Your Man. Let's see here. Danny Bonaducci is 65 from the Partridge Family. Wow.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Amazing, amazing character actor who played nothing but pretty much villains throughout his whole life. Kevin Tai is 80 today. He was John Locke's father on Lost. He was the guy who cheated Sawyer as well on Lost. A lot of people might remember him as the owner of the Double Deuce Bar in Roadhouse or the eldest among in a TV show Emergency. Kevin Tai has had an amazing career, fantastic character actor, and could probably walk into any gas station or any grocery store would be perfectly fine, but has an IMDb page that any actor would give their middle finger for or something. Incredible career for him.
Well, because he just looks like somebody that lives next door to you.
Yeah, and a really good facial actor. Like a lot of facial expressions through him, and good, bad, creepy, whatever he did, he could really get it across the screen. Very good actor. Joycelyn Elders is 91, the first African-American Surgeon General.
Ooh.
And some people no longer with us. Like, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of great suspense. There's a lot of great horror directors out there. For me, there will never be another Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah. Born in 1899, passed away in 1980, lived quite the life.
Wow.
Everything that Hitchcock did, there's no filmmaker that you've watched or you've seen that hasn't been influenced by him. No matter what they do, no matter what genre they are, whether they're young or old, everybody goes back and watches Hitchcock, and there's a reason. he's one of the greats. Back in the day, it was a kind of a feather in the cap if he cast you. And so you would see Cary Grant and Jimmy Stewart and actors that you would never think would do those kind of movies in those movies, because Hitchcock was known to not only make you a better actor, but to push you, but also give actors that were typed a chance.
Mm-hmm.
As you can imagine, Jimmy Stewart quite typecast throughout his career. Alfred Hitchcock gave him a chance to do something different. He didn't look at everything the same way. Just a remarkable man, the way he saw film, the way he looked at these things.
Yeah.
Brett Lahr, born in this day in 1895, passed away in 1867. The Cowardly Lion and The Wizard of Oz.
Aww.
incredible performance there.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible singer and songwriter Dan Fogelberg, born on this day in 1951. Leader of the band, same old Lang Syne. But maybe one of the most beautiful love songs you'll ever hear is Longer by Dan Fogelberg. It is hard not to hear that song and not get a little bit romantic. It's a beautiful, beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat Harrington, born on this day in 1929, passed away in 2016. Schneider on the original One Day at a Time.
Oh, okay.
That is it for our birthdays and anniversaries. Everybody celebrating out there, wishing you a great one. Enjoy, and remember that you can get us those birthdays and anniversaries, sending them to our Facebook page, or of course, calling up and joining the conversation just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
That's right.
We are going to get to a timeout, check in with our state, local, and sports. We'll come back with after all of that, and we'll talk a little left-handers and some other fun stuff with the morning show on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. You can lean on us. It's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
I love these bumpers, but some of them take a little long to get into the beat. They take a little while. We appreciate you joining us, everybody. We got some fun stuff lined up for you today. We'll get into more of our schedule in a little bit. But is America's love affair with pumpkin spice drawing to a close? Is it beloved still? Call up and let us know. What do you think? 715-424-2600, 424-2600. The first day of fall is still over a month out, September 22nd, for those keeping track. Mm-hmm. But an early poll for it found 58% of Americans think pumpkin spice is not the best fall flavor. 58%?
Well, it's a fall flavor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's only ranked, well, let's look at the rankings here of these fall flavors, Melissa. We want to start at 10 or start at 1? What do you think?
Let's start at 10.
All right. Number 10, cranberry at 19%.
All right.
Sweet potato comes in at 20%.
Okay.
Toasted marshmallows, 24%. Pecan or pecan, 26%. S'mores at number 6 with 28%. That's an interesting one. Some people think of that as a summer thing. Some think of it as a fall thing.
So, yeah, I mean, some of these are like, these are fall flavors. Like, what flavor is anything sweet potato besides sweet potatoes?
Yeah, I know. That one threw me a little bit.
Can I get a sweet potato latte, please?
Yeah. Hold the foam.
It doesn't happen.
I don't want any foam on that sweet potato latte, all right? maple, 28% at number 5. That would have been not my number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin spice comes in at number 4. 32% said it's still their favorite.
Okay.
At number 3, candy apple at 36%. Salted caramel at 37% at number 2.
Yeah, that one's good year round.
Mm-hmm. And at number 1, cinnamon. 39% said it's one of their favorite fall flavors.
Yeah, I like the smell of it. I can't eat it anymore because it's really a bad trigger for my acid reflux for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's not a good time. That's not a good time. No. And that is very sad. That is very, I can't,
it
boom.
Is very sad.
It's a nice reminder to people out there to, you know, what it's like to live with some of those things. I think, you know, create some empathy for some of that
stuff.
Well,
we all have our things, you know. Some of us don't sleep. Some of us can't eat cinnamon.
I choose the
cinnamon.
It's a good choice. It's a smart choice by you. Interesting to see some pumpkin spice lower in there, but I don't know. I these things go in ebb and trends and everything. So,
well, the problem with pumpkin spice, in my opinion, is just it's been so overdone.
Yeah,
they've got it in everything. They got pumpkin spice cookies. They got pumpkin spice coffee creamer. They've got it in candles. They've got it in like air fresheners. Like it's just they went totally overboard with it, which is how everything gets ruined.
Yeah, when they just do it too much.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of like it's corporatism. It's, you know, it's a lot of different things. There's certainly something.
Oh, the public likes this. Well, let's make it in everything.
Yeah, and it's hard to know. Well, okay. Well, if they're doing it, what can we do it? Or is that too much? And figuring that out. And by the time you're creating these products and they're getting them out there, there's been three or four other products similar to yours that are already out there. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it would be interesting. Well, there's two angles that I want to go with this one, Melissa. One, are you more likely to feel sad when summer ends or excited that fall is here? People were almost twice as likely to say excited for fall. And I love, love, love summer. I love the summer months. I really love fall. I've always been in love with fall since I was a little kid. I've loved autumn. There's something unique and beautiful about it. And I actually feel like it feels like the whole world, or the whole, I should say, our whole area that is affected by autumn, wherever that is in the country, in the whole country, mm-hmm. of course, we find our footing. We kind of get, okay, it's been a long year, or it's been a long summer, or any of these things, and let's get going. Let's get doing this. And it's kind of a marathon to the end of the year with the holidays and all of that. It seems like there's almost a focus that happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, the best thing about fall, in my opinion, is, you know, this is harvest time. So we have so many great foods that are available to us, sweet potatoes being one of them. And yes, Laura, sweet potato pie is delicious and wonderful, but it's still made with sweet potatoes. Just putting that out there. It's not a flavor. It's actual potatoes. Like, I don't know anything that's actually like sweet potato flavored. Just to get that out there for our listeners.
Right, right.
but being fall, being, you know, the change of seasons, the cooler nights, because we've survived the really hot days, which we're going to have a couple more of here. And I'm sure more as we continue on into this season, but the cooler nights, I think, is something that, at least for me personally, I really enjoy about fall. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, watching the leaves change, that's always such a fun time too. I think just the change of seasons, like you're talking to finding a footing or finding a base, like the start of something else, the start of the school year, the, you know, moving on to the next chapter. There is so much about fall that just feels like a beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly, well said. We'll talk more about this next month when we get closer to fall. We're going to talk about our favorite things about autumn, get into that a little bit. You brought up something that I don't think about very often, the temperature change and just the slight change that there is. There's something comfortable about it that I agree with.
Well, and being able to sit around a campfire at night and not sweat.
Yeah, yeah.
To actually enjoy the warmth of the fire. Just as a nice feeling.
Yeah, being around a campfire, period. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great feeling. But what are some of the weirder pumpkin spice flavored things out there to prove Melissa's point about we've taken this too far, as if we didn't know already, but we're just to bring it home. Bush pumpkin spice dog brew is one of
what?
The things that
is
comes
that a
up.
Beer?
It's a beer for dogs that tastes like pumpkin spice. So if you want your dog to run away, basically that's what you do. Hefty cinnamon pumpkin spice ultra strong trash bags.
Gross. I have a serious issue with smelly, like smelled chemical smelling garbage bags anyway, but a pumpkin spice one, ew.
Yeah, that the cinnamon really for some reason that really threw me on that one.
Yeah.
What about a pumpkin spice avocado oil caviar?
What?
I don't know. I don't know what I just said.
What did you just say?
I don't know. I don't know what. I'm looking at it. And I still don't know what this
avocado
product is.
Oil caviar that is flavored with pumpkin spice.
Yeah, yeah.
There are so many things wrong with that sentence.
There's just, I mean, almost every word in that sentence just makes me not want to eat anything ever again. Pumpkin spice latte body wash.
Okay, now this one. This one I can maybe be okay with, and here's why.
You had an answer, but now you got to really think about it.
No, I do have an answer. I'm just trying to decide how to make it PG-13. Men like the smell of baked goods.
Mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So if you want to make yourself smell good for a male in your life, pumpkin spice body wash is not the worst choice. You could also go with nutmeg, or you could go with cinnamon, you know, Cinnabon, pumpkin spice, like any of those options. Smell like a walking bakery and you're going to attract all the men.
Another great way to attract men, being the opposite sex.
Not always.
Certainly not always. But yeah. Pumpkin spice wipes for dude wipes. That's just wrong. That is just wrong. All kinds of wrong. There's so much to just...
Move on. What's the next one?
We're moving on to our final one here. A pumpkin spice latte engagement ring.
What? What even is that?
Jewelry company Angelic Diamonds has brought back its pumpkin spice latte ring, aka the perfect ring for when it's when it's love at first sip. Oh dear God!
What?
This is over $10,000.
What?
It's a custom ring. It features a rose gold band that holds white diamonds and orange sapphires in a conical shape, mimicking the foam atop a pumpkin spice latte coffee. With emeralds studding the band on the sides. It comes in a box with a pumpkin-shaped clasp and a cardboard wrap reminiscent of the sleeve on a hot cup of coffee.
Oh, wow. This is where you officially take something too far.
Yeah. Yeah. I love
the... Or you're just filthy, stinking rich and you got nothing else to spend your money on.
Yeah, as an engagement ring, that just feels...
I don't know anybody who has that problem. Do you, James?
No, I definitely do not. And I definitely don't know anybody that has that problem.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Yeah. I'm just picturing, I'm picturing this very stereotypical, but man gets down on one knee, proposes, she's excited, she cannot wait, she sees the ring. What the what? What is that a little coffee on the, did you think this was romantic? Did you think this was a good idea? But we met and I didn't even order a pumpkin spice latte.
Like pumpkin spice lattes.
I was kidding. I could just see, for some reason, I feel like this ring goes badly. I don't know, but it'll each their own. And we could always use more love in the world. So if you're doing that for more power to you.
Yep.
It is Left-Handers Day. Melissa and I are going to talk about that and how the world is 10 ways the world is designed for righties when we get back on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good Tuesday out there. Happy voting day, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk more about that in a little bit. We're also going to talk with our good friend Stephanie Hartman to kick off the 9 a.m. hour from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. They got a Native American art exhibit and culture exhibit going on we want to focus on.
Yeah.
That's going to be a fun conversation. Got some entertainment news. Other fun stuff lined up for you in the 9 o'clock hour, including not only are Alaskans are worried about hurricanes. We'll get into that. But Gen Z connecting with elders by learning their boom slanger terms. All of that coming
okay.
up. We'll get into all that in a little bit. But right now, it is Left-Handers Day. Shout out to all my fellow left-handers out there.
Yes, indeed.
As I mentioned before on the air, I was born left-handed. And my grandfather believed that I should be right-handed. So I learned how to do things with my right. He would literally tie my arm back. On my left hand to be able to do things with my right hand. That includes him throwing a baseball at me and me catching it with my bare hand to learning to write with it, a number of different things. So now my brain's just all mixed up. and I'm ambidextrous with some things and other things. I can't do anything with either hand. But I'm not alone in this. There's lots of people that were raised that way. And there's lots of people that realize real early on in life, hey, the world is kind of designed for righties. Celebrating the 1 in 10 people who have just a little bit harder in life, left-handers. Unless you're lefty, you don't notice many of these things. You know the big ones like scissors and can openers. But here are a few more that are kind of like a little, almost they feel personal. Like it's not, but it almost feels that way when you're trying to do these things and you realize, wow, they did not even consider like lefties in this. Zippers on jeans. The flap covering the zipper is on the left, so it's nearly impossible to zip up with your left hand. Trust me.
Okay.
But I have been guilty of the whole it flies down. Oh, come on. credit card machines. The swiper is always on the right, and if there's a pen, guess what? It's either to the right side of the machine, just like the pens at banks.
That is true.
Measuring cups. If you hold one in your left hand, you're stuck measuring it in millimeters instead of ounces.
You have to turn it around.
I just, I flip it. I kind of just turn it. Car fobs. The kind with a key that opens like a knife. The bottom is always set up for righties. Lefties have to open them upside down.
Mm, yeah, otherwise it flips into your hand.
There's a couple of big ones on here that I was I was going to bring attention to if they didn't. Microwaves. Mm-hmm. Microwave for sure. If you push the button to open it with your left hand, the door hits your arm.
It's going to hit you. Yep.
Can I tell you how many times that has happened to me in my life? Rulers and tape measures. If you use a tape measure left-handed, the numbers are upside down.
Yep.
This one gets me. Power tools, like chop saws.
Yeah.
The handle you pull down is on the right. If you want to use it lefty, you have to cross your arms over and reach over the blade. Not exactly a safe idea.
Not safe. Nope.
I don't know if you've ever noticed this. I think Seth has. Oftentimes, the way our board and our computer is set up, I have to kind of cross my arms over to do things because I'm a little more confident with one hand than I am with the other. And this is a very time-sensitive job we have. So getting things on point is very important. But I do. I've had to do similar things on construction sites and things like that with power tools. And this one bothers me probably maybe more than others, in part because it's such a wasted opportunity for these companies. You could almost double your profits by creating left-handed tools. Mm-hmm. Like it's a marketing 101. you can reach more people. Why would you not do this? I can't. There's no way that the cost would not add up to the benefit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, they can make pumpkin spice in everything. Why can't they make right-handed and left-handed power tools?
That is one of the stronger points you're going to hear today, everybody. Novelty coffee cups. If there's only printing on one side, guess what? It faces out for righties so other people can see it. For lefties, it just looks blank to other people.
Yeah, but then you get to enjoy it.
That's true. Playing cards. A lot of them only have numbers in two of the four corners, so you can't see them well when you're holding them in your left hand.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why I'm a bad card player. No, Jim, that's not why. That is not why at all. And serrated knives. Even a lot of lefties don't know that the teeth are set up to offset the tendency to twist clockwise with your right hand. So lefties tend to cut things like bread thinner at the top and fatter at the bottom.
Ah, okay.
I do that with my bagels all the time, English muffin. Yeah.
Things that are a little harder to cut like that, it's harder to cut them straight with freehanding it.
You can find the entire list at reddit.com. You can just go to reddit.com and check that out. I'm curious what other people, if they've got any out there, anybody out there has any. I would say they mentioned ATMs. What about gas station pumps?
Yeah,
that's one. Sewing machines. I remember my mom complaining about sewing machines that they don't have those.
Yeah, they were pretty quick to, or I don't know about quick, but I mean, we do have left-handed scissors people who are dominant with their left hand, and then that makes perfect sense. But it brings up an interesting conversation, James, about the acceptance of the fact that people are. There's a difference. You know, some people are dominant with their right hands. Some people are dominant with their left hands. Historically, people that, you know, if we go way back hundreds of years, people were persecuted for wanting to write with their left hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It seems unthinkable in today's society to tell a child who has a tendency to write with their left hand because that's their dominant hand. It makes more sense for their brain and their body to use that hand to tell them they're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
That could apply in so many other areas of our lives if we think about it.
Especially when you consider it's not something that we exactly have a choice on. We are just born this way, which is something to really keep in mind with what Melissa is saying and really just in general in life and in society these days.
Mm-hmm.
We are all born with certain things. And I bring this up because I didn't choose to be born in Chicago and be a fan of Chicago sports, everybody. This is something that was put on me. I just am trying to honor my family. No, we're talking about much more important things than that. And one of the things that we are talking about today, too, that is a choice, and we are very, very proud and thankful for that, is the choice to be able to vote and be an informed voter. We encourage you to get out there and vote, everybody, in our primary. Let's take a quick call. We got a minute left before we got to hit our break. Good morning. You're on the show.
James, we always knew you were kind of weird.
Yeah,
this kind of solidified it now.
It really, really brings it home. It really does. Yeah, yeah.
You know, my oldest son, he's left-handed, but it's kind of really weird on him. You know, he writes left-handed, he eats left-handed, he throws left-handed, but he plays baseball. He hits the ball right-handed, he kicks a ball right-handed, he shoots a gun right-handed.
It's way our brains work with this. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it just, most of my family is right-handed. There's just a couple that are left-handed, but yeah, it's just really kind of weird. I mean, usually if you're left-handed, you're right left eye dominant, and he's right eye dominant, you know, and it's just kind of one of those weird things.
Yeah.
Bodies are different.
Makes us all unique and different. Shout out to him and all the lefties out there. And Kev, always good to talk to you. Have a great morning. Be safe travels
all right,
out
guys,
there.
Have a great day.
You too, Kevin.
Melissa and I will be back with more show, The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.